Buddy, it's Roger and James here from the Disney Gaming Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Disney and plastic. And there's currently been a big trend of basically just trying to get away from using plastics. This all kind of stemmed really back from back in the winter, a new series of Blue Planet with David Attenborough. There was a big push about how much plastic was in the sea. And it kind of built up a lot of steam over here in the UK. That has really been like really building up. The government have already stepped in and being like they're banning plastic straws. They're banning. You know, we lost the plastic bags a few years ago. That all got banned, and when you know they have to be sold, they can't be given away for free. Councils and stuff have been reducing stuff. Big companies have all been talking about reducing plastics, and it's actually been going on. It's not really anything new. This, you know, companies have been trying to make things about green for a while. You know, I am myself a cafe owner, and you know, a couple of years ago, I tried removed as much plastic as I could from my chain of going to wooden knives and forks, using paper straws, you know, using biodegradable containers and stuff. And certain things you can't get away with. You know, Coca-Cola comes in a bottle. You know, so you can put it in the recycling. That's as much, you know. So part of that is this, and it's made me think on a number of occasions with Disney. On first off, while I was out there a couple of weeks ago on vacation, I was actually getting a little bit annoyed when we were going out and eating and drinking and having, you know, plastic everywhere. You know, the plastic straws, the plastic lids, things like this, the amount of waste being produced. And I'm sitting there going, if I can afford it and I'm a little shack on the beach, you can afford it. And it's like, I'm actually that thinking like, I don't care what your problem is of, you know, your budget. You are big enough that you're going to get such a discount that that this isn't a problem. Also, when I'm doing my toy reviews and I might be opening up 5-6 toys, and I'm opening up and my recycling box is just full of plastic. After the worst offenders are probably Diamond Select with them Marvel Select action figures. They are probably the worst plastic I've seen in a box. But Disney have been making changes. They have been doing bits and pieces. But is this kind of a thing that's bugged me on a number of occasions this year? And I just kind of thought, well, it kind of ties in with merchandise, the parks and everything. And I just really kind of wanted to have a bit of a rant and a grumble about it.
Yeah, and I think that the general public is kind of going in that same direction. Now, there will obviously always be people who are like, oh, the environment's not in risk. We can't affect the environment, because that's a very American thing, yeah, apparently. Mm. And fortunately, Disney doesn't actually agree with that. So there is that. And I think there has been a push. I mean, they do a lot of environmental stuff just on the side as part of the parks. When it's at D23... I can't remember if it was last year or the one that was 3 years ago, but they had a whole section where they were talking about, here's how we water the plants and here's how we make sure we do it in an ecologically sound way. Obviously, it's fine in Florida, which has got more water than anything else at that point. You just pull it out of the air, literally. But over in California, it's a much bigger deal where they have droughts fairly frequently and so on. And they talk about, well, how do we keep the place green? Despite the droughts, and how do we do it with a minimum of water? And so if they're putting that kind of effort into, you know, the ecological side, you've got to imagine that there are plans for plastic as well.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, at least in Disney World and the associated Florida parks, they're very good about having recycling bins everywhere.
Yeah.
But again, Americans in particular, but not just Americans, are, for whatever reason, extremely lazy about putting stuff in the recycling bin. I mean, it's like right next to the garbage bin, but can't be bothered to just split the two in. It's like, that's, yeah. So, honestly, they kind of need to get rid of the plastic, because apparently we as tourists and visitors to the park can't be trusted to do it the way it should be done. So
no, the thing is, as well, it's like, in general, it's trying to make the general public make changes that will not it does not happen unless you make it happen. You know, that's why the governments change rules, why they bring things in. And we had a big thing with plastic bags. Big push on lots of plastic bags being things. So the UK government brought in that You couldn't, companies can't give away plastic bags, they have to charge for them. At the supermarket, you don't, when you get to the end of the checkout, there are no carrier bags there. We're all supposed to bring our bags for life, our carrier bags, the stronger ones. And if you want to buy another one, they're 10 pence each, and they're all put behind. But the when I was in like Publix or Walmart when I was out there, you know, they had this big turntable, and he's putting like what, and they're putting like two things in a carrier bag and swinging around. But and like we've got so conditioned over the last few years of not having this that it actually felt wrong for me to be given that many carrier bags. And like going, what are you doing? Put more. Why are you? It actually felt wrong. And it wasn't just me, our entire party, every one of us that went to the supermarket were telling people, go put more in. Why are you giving us so many carrier bags? We've been conditioned into not doing it. Disney announced a couple of months ago that they're going to be removing plastic bags from the stores, and if you want a bag, you have to pay for it. And the reaction I got on that story was very, very all over the place. A lot of people going, yes, finally, they're doing this. And then there's a lot of people going, I'm not going to go to the shop if they're not going to give me a carrier bag. I was like, you don't want to come to Britain because you have to buy a carrier bag. You are not getting them for free. You have to buy them. And it makes you buy less. It makes you use less. And I'm glad Disney are doing it, but then walking around the theme parks, I'm constantly being given the plastic bags everywhere. It's one of those things of when I've been reconditioned by the government over here that we're not supposed to do that. It felt wrong when I'm being given carrier bags constantly and I've got loads of them. And that's the, and I'm sure British people are probably feeling the same when they go on holiday in America, where it feels wrong to us now. That feels quite weird.
Yeah, and actually here in the States, certain states are doing very similar things. When I was living over in Virginia, a lot of the stores were pushing, bring your reusable bags, bring those instead of the plastic bags. When I lived in Maryland, there was, like you guys, there was a fee for plastic bags. So it was just like, you can pay X amount for the bags right now, or you can pay a little bit more, get the sturdier bag, but you do it just one time. So there is a movement here in the States, at least parts of the states, to get in that same direction. But there is the same pushback. And here in the States, we have been extremely conditioned to save money in every single way possible. It doesn't matter if this is better or worse for you, so long as you saved a little bit of money in the process. And you just can't beat plastic bags for how cheap they are. Well, plastic in general, because plastic is so cheap to create. But at some point, you've got to go, yeah, it's cheaper, but we're going to cost ourselves so much more down the road with everything that's happening as a result of this.
I mean, SeaWorld, they announced that they are banning straws from their parks. I mean, they don't have them at the Animal Kingdom because they are being withdrawn. The other thing as well, I think Canada's made some rules as well. But also some of the companies have been making some changes. I know Lego have said that they are planning on trying to get as much of their packaging to be eco-friendly. I mean, they already have stuff in cardboard, and they're actually, to be honest, they're probably one of the better ones from the actual packaging, because it is just a cardboard box. The bags inside can be a little bit more eco-friendly. And they've even started to use, they're starting to try to use plant plastic for like the green trees and stuff. There's a lot of speculation of whether or not that's how they're going to last long term. But Lego have been doing stuff. I think Disney have even said that and Hasbro, they're all trying to make their packaging, all the clear packaging on the front of boxes and the action figures, starting to use biodegradable. I think they've just got to that point now where they're starting to tweak the recipes a bit so they're not quite so heavily. And it's just, I think we're at this point, and to be honest, public talking about it and public sort of stating that they don't want it and they want some changes is one of the big ways that these companies are going to change their way. And I think Disney are doing, you know, they've made lots of announcements in the past of, you know, doing lots of stuff for the ecos and doing bits and pieces, but I still think they could do more. And I think certain, especially going around the parks, it felt a little bit like, if I can do it, you could do it on a much bigger scale. And, you know, I mean, I'm literally surrounded by biodegradable, but it costs me more money. It does cost me more money, but as a business owner, that's a decision. I am right literally on the sea. I'm literally about 10 feet from the sea as I sit here right now. But that is, you know, just one of those things.
Yeah, and it's one of those bits where spending a little bit of extra money ends up being better PR in the long run, too, where you get to be the one saying, hey, we're doing it the right way, we're protecting the environment. And, you know, there will be people who will scoff at that and point and laugh because, oh, it's ridiculous, the environment's so bad or whatever. But I think you generate a lot more positive PR by, you know, being a leader in the industry and going, we're pledging to do away with plastic straws and plastic cups and all that stuff by 2020X or whatever. And if Disney wants to do it, they can do it. I mean, like you said, the costs will go up. They'll get bulk discount, but their costs will definitely go up. And it'll be a significant cost increase because of the scale that we're talking about here.
We're even having this. There's a discussion going on now of making coffee cups, of putting a levy on them. You know, even like bottles like this, we've got systems coming in place where they want to try and bring a bottle bank, or try and change change what they're being made of, to try and. I think we have a different system here where our government tends to, they know that if they don't put the thumb on businesses to do it, they won't do it. Some of them will do it off their own bat, but not everyone will do it. And I'm like seeing out in America, you can kind of see that some of the companies are making little changes and doing stuff, but the government doesn't kind of think like that in America, where everything's just whoever makes as much money as whatever you want, that wins, and it's up to businesses to make their own decision.
See, it's not necessarily the government that's that way, although at the moment it is, because we have a very conservative government in power right now. But as Americans, we are indoctrinated from birth with this idea that the government needs to stay out of our lives, like, as much as possible. Whether, you know, this is why universal health care is such a hard thing to get going here, because the government's messing with my health care, and despite the fact that we've seen how well it works in other places, but, you know, a whole other debate. And this idea of the government coming down and saying, no, you can't use plastic, you've got to use biodegradable material and all that stuff. And people will just, Americans, will instinctively go, oh, no, the government's telling me to do this? No, we're not going to have any of that. And it's a much deeper problem than plastic or universal healthcare or any of this stuff. It is, you know, one of those things that is fundamentally built into our DNA as Americans. And, you know, it's either going to go so extreme that the government just, where it becomes corporations, straight up, like all those dystopian movies, or eventually it swings the other way and we adapt to what most of the rest of the world does already anyway. So
I think
we're keeping our measurement system, though. Screw you.
We got this weird system anyway, but it's that thing of, I just feel like it was one of those really weird things, and it was funny because, you know, I was feeling it, and obviously, like I said, you know, being an owner that's done it myself, I'm looking at Disney going, I can do it, you can do it, kind of thing. But it was other members of my party, of my family, saying it as well. And it wasn't just me. And they're all, and like, even just putting our rubbish out at our villa, you know, it's like there was no recycling at our villa. And it felt wrong when, you know, outside of our house, you know, I only get general waste picked up once every 3 weeks now. They pick up recycling every week to make you do it. And it's, we get led in this country by, you know, the stick. It's like, right, we're going to block it and ban it to make you do it. And you can see how in some ways it makes it work. And then when you, like I said, I was just getting frustrated with Disney of just being like, you need to do more about this. And, you know, it's like the plastic on packaging. You know, restart thinking, you know, do action figures. Does this big plastic dome with 5 layers of plastic inside of it, does it need to have that much plastic? And there's this thing of like, we've got to sell it. But you could create, it's just because that's how it's always been done doesn't mean that it can't be changed. And, you know, the big domes of, you know, I mean, recently I know, like with Hasbro, with those Mighty Mugs, this massive great big plastic dome. And it's like, why are you releasing a brand new product in 2017, 18 in a massive plastic box? It's like the most
But okay.
Yeah.
So So here's actually how you attack it properly. You don't bring up the environmental side of it. You know, all this wasted plastic. You've got to go from it from a consumer side, which is saying, all right, you're using a giant piece of packaging for what's a relatively small item, because Mighty Mugs are only one.
Yeah.
This big, give or take. Well, you're wasting a ton of shelf space.
Yeah.
If you had smaller packaging, you could fit 3, 4, 5 more Mighty Mugs on the shelf, and that's more Mighty Mugs you can sell. And that's really how we have to pitch it to my fellow Americans, which is not the environmental thing, which is unfortunate because I wish that would be that's all we had to say, but also to be like, no, it's actually really wasteful, and it's not the best way to be doing business, because you're wasting shelf space, which means you're wasting potential sales. Getting it in front of people.
I mean, I can see the thing of the texture thing of like seeing an action figure in person and it looks better in plastic than it is in a box. But then you look at like Lego and go, well, they're one of the most successful toy companies and they just put their products in a box and put it on a shelf. You know, you can't see what it looks like until you open it up. And I feel like with action, I mean, Pop Vinyls, they are they've kind of got that thing with a bit of a plastic on the front and it's mostly cardboard, at least that's recyclable. But it's just as a whole, it's just really annoying when I've got a lot. I know FFG, who make the Star Wars, they've got a new game, X-Wing, coming out. They've changed the packaging. They've removed as much of that. They've removed at least half of the plastic to do that. I mean, obviously you could say, well, there's all the stuff in the box, all the toys and all the rest of it is plastic and it's just waste anyway. There was even a story the other day going around in the UK of, you know, we got lots of magazines full of kids' plastic toys. Hundreds of them in the shops, and they're even talking now of like the most that's going in landfill. They want to start looking at like forcing companies to be a bit more responsible of how much tat they're giving away for free. And it's things like this is kind of the thing coming through, and hopefully Disney can work on a way of trying to, you know, they do some great stuff, like you say, they, you know, they got bits, but I personally think they could do a lot better more.
They absolutely could do a lot more. And as industry leaders, they should do a lot more. Because if they can prove that you can remain financially successful, that you can build good PR by being environmentally sound, having good practices, others will follow. Yeah. Universal Studios will follow. Six Flags will follow. All these other major theme parks will follow. And when they follow, the smaller ones will too. Because you can't be left in the dust in this.
Yeah, so. I mean, this whole thing as well of like, I mean, I think just as general, sometimes Disney Store themselves, I've had boxes delivered from Disney Store online, and it's like, why have you sent me a box this big for something this big? The best one was Amazon once, a memory card in a box this big and a packet inside.
So I've actually read about that, and it's, yeah, one of those things that makes no sense at all, but... for Amazon, I can't speak to Disney, but for Amazon, they basically are playing Tetris with their packing. So when they're putting it on their, the UPS truck or whatever, they want to maximize as much space as possible, right? So they've got computers which are punching algorithms which are going, all right, we're going to fill it up by putting boxes. And sometimes, as stupid as it sounds, having that gigantic box with the little tiny micro SD card is actually the most efficient way to fit it into the into their shipping container. And it's like, it doesn't make sense to us, but the computer does. But the computer has calculated this is the best way to do it, and their studies, they're looking into it and examining it, making sure that they're actually correct. The humans have gone, yeah, actually, that is the way it should be. It's like, okay, it makes no sense to me, but there you go.
It's just that kind of thing of just like, you know, all these little things, they all make a difference. And hopefully as things come through, and like, I'm hoping that this kind of trend, I mean, over here, this kind of trend of trying to get plastics removed, it ain't slowing down. It's just getting, it's actually getting more, and there's a lot more pressure being put on coffee, you know, Starbucks and things like this to change what they're doing. They're even, I mean, we're talking over here, I think, even having like a levy, like I said, on a coffee cup. It literally to make sure that, it's like, I've literally got one right here. You know, this is like a biodegradable cup. So once again, it's got a slight film inside, but it's made of vegetables. And this is, you know, that's the thing, you know, even the lid is made of vegetable wear, and it will bio, and it's things like that, which I think it's that thing of when you can see it and that you can hold it and you're like, this is here, this is not newfangled technology. This can all change. And like I said, I want to have a bit of a rant because it really did bug me while I'm sorting out my packaging after doing some toy reviews and then just being in Disney World. It just kind of, it was a little bit frustrating. But yes, on that note, guys, let us know what you guys think. Let us know what you guys are thinking and what you think Disney should be doing about it. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
I mean, HeroicLegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.